America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. That tune that you just heard, that honky-tonk tune, is called There'll Be a Change in the Weather. There'll be a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in the White House. Yeah. My first blog tonight. I'm sorry I'm late. I lost control of my computer. My first blog tonight is going to be, did you know that the Chinese are getting free Canadian oil? After the People's Communist President... After the People's Communist President, Chairman Obama, boycotted American oil, he vetoed the Keystone Pipeline, saying China needed more oil, more time to drill off the Gulf Coast. The Canadians, who gave us the right of first refusal, have now turned to China to sell their oil. China's going to pay them with American dollars they made on their exports to the weakened USA. The American dollars could come from jean sales, where the Chinese make the jeans for $1, sell them to U.S. blood-sucking distributors for $10, who sell them to you for $50, and the Chinese, on the difference between the $1 and the $10, will profit $9 American bucks. So every 10 jeans buys one barrel of oil. So in effect, you could say China gets the oil for free. And the best part is one day we may be buying the same oil from China. China will be a middleman on the deal. Can't happen? Never can happen. Happens all the time. Show me your Social Security cash that you loaned to the government. Show me the Twin Towers. Show me the committee that is looking into government stupidity. When Jimmy Carter proudly announced a peace treaty between Yitzhak Rabin and Anwar Sadat, he forgot to tell us that he paid off Israel and Egypt $2 billion a year. He did not negotiate a peace treaty. He bribed a peace accord, which is no more, and that's right, the peace accord is no more, and both Anwar and Yitzhak were assassinated. We have gone from a country whose people shouted millions for defense, not a penny for tribute. And we are now cutting defense and paying off with please don't hurt us money. Soon a host of nations will show up on our coastline to drill for oil and fish our food. Obama will call this getting along with our allies. We have no allies. If you don't believe me, tell everyone at the UN you are broke. And the most we can pay for is 2 towels and 1 bar of soap, and see how soon anyone talks to you ever again. Obama is on a crash course with American power and the economy. He intends to replace the U.S. military with the UN and occupy America. He wants sharecroppers on food stamps. He wants free shit for anyone who will vote for him and his party of death. He wants a new national anthem and a Duma. He wants only a state religion where child murder is a sacrament. So tell me, my educated American friends, up to all the current events, will Snooki run for office? Will Sean Phnom Penh save Haiti? Will Eric Holder legalize drugs? You lost your country and you can't even pay it back. And this one goes out to the Latino vote that's voting for Santorum.
Cuando la tarde languide se renace la sombra, en la quietud de los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda, en el letargo de la noche parece gemir. Cuando la tarde languide se renace la sombra, en la quietud de los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda, en el letargo de la noche parece gemir. Una canción de amor, una tristeza, lleva el zambo Manuel en su amargura, y pasa la noche entera moliendo café. cafecito, café, calientito, café. Ay, Manuel.
Moliendo café.
Ay, Manuel.
Moliendo café.
Topic is public schools are breeding grounds for the communist state. Privatized schools is the answer. I have three grandchildren, 5, 3, and newborn, 2 boys and a girl. Their innocence is overwhelming. Physically, they are helpless and soon to be at the mercy of this world which we allow to fester. What awaits them is a fate worse than death in a country that soon will not be able to defend itself. A nation of misfits and drug demons, a 50% divorce rate, even higher among hookups of dogs with no papers, a morally bankrupt society that encourages child murder, a wide-open nation that does not know who belongs here, drug tunnels 9 stories deep with elevators from Mexico to San Diego to feed the American junkie. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie, and we will kill 1,200,000 babies this year. A housing market for the first time in American history that does not increase in value. A stock market that no one trusts. A social security system where the money is given to foreign nations to surpass the USA. A country with no industry left, no space program left. A government that lives off the laws that they pass and EPA fines. Half a nation on the dole, mothers without husbands and children asking, who's your daddy? Cattle farmers killing their herds, milk farmers pouring milk into the ground, fishermen who are not allowed to fish from Florida to Maine, farmers who can't draw water to farm, oil riggers who can see Chinese oil rigs drilling off their shores, lobbyists and politicians selling the country to the highest bidder, judges not judging by the laws of the land. College education is the morning after vending machine, a date rape, a drugs, and spring break, plus an invitation to a flag-burning a baby killer to speak at Notre Dame. This communist president lies, and the Democamo media swears to it. Now we're being told only big money people can be president. After the early 50s, this country went straight downhill. Now the party of death wants to wipe out the Catholic Church, the Christian Church, the Orthodox religions, and any religious group that believes children should not be murdered, that homosexuality and pedophilia is a sickness that needs to be cured. Like a plague, immorality needs to be contained. The Bible history of Sodom and Gomorrah is not the rhyme Jack and Jill went up the hill. AIDS is a byproduct of a sick society, a self-inflicted wound. Today, every American wears a PC muzzle. A father puts his wife in the car trunk alive and no one solves the crime. 2 years later, a 7-year-old boy and a 5-year-old boy are delivered to the murder suspect by a social worker. The father kills the 2 boys with an axe, and the media reports they died in a fire. 1 month after Obama took credit for killing Osama bin Laden, he goes silent on the murder of 22 Navy SEALs in a chopper shootdown. Corporations don't put that many key people in one aircraft. SEAL Team 6 is buried by sundown by the communist press. Obama takes credit for killing two-gun Gaddafi, but won't go near Syria because Damascus is DNC headquarters. If you don't believe me, Google a Pelosi goes to Syria. Google Carter goes to Syria. Google a Bill Nelson, the baby bayonetter and flag burner of record, along with Pelosi, sit around the Ottoman with Bashar al-Assad, who tonight is wiping out a whole city of his constituents. But he won't kill as many kids as the party of death does. Our score is 3,700 a day. Move over, Hitler. We got you beat. That's it. What can I say? My heart aches because my grandchildren will never have peace or a church to pray for peace. Wait till the government closes the synagogues because no one goes there anymore. Maybe they will close them to protest Israel bombing the Iranian nuke sites. Who is going to lead us out of this mess? Surely it won't be a government 911 cover-up committee. Surely it won't be one more lawyer sent to Washington. Not one more millionaire to sit in this stuffy Senate. Do I need my representative to vote to burn the flag, to call it freedom of speech? Do I need a politician to tell me when life begins? That politician can't tell me when the soul arrives. Do I need a Chuck Heinrich Schumer to tell me child murder is settled law? If he worked for me, he would be fired. Guess what? He works for me. Do I need Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale to deny Rudy Giuliani a third term under the law, but gave it to himself under the law he changed? Do I need him to build a victory mosque across from Holy Ground Liberty Plaza? Mr. Religious Tolerance is chasing all the Christians out of public schools who get caught praising God. Do I need the Pentagon? By the way, some of those Christian churches that are in those public schools pay $4,000 a month rent. Moneybags doesn't need it. Do I need the Pentagon, who could not defend itself on 911, telling chaplains not to protest their persecution or pray outside the men's room? Do I have to allow my tax money to bail out California, who pays for sex change operations in prison, plus hormone shots? And after the operation, where does it go? Do I need an attorney general to run guns into Mexico, killing 41,000 Mexicans? And they never mention that at all in the communist media. They say one border guard got killed. Only one border guard. You ever see the rooms that are full of torso parts down in Mexico? So do I need an attorney general to run guns into Mexico, killing 41,000 Mexicans, so he can wipe out the Second Amendment? And do I need a president who made $170 million in a government job and then let Osama bin Laden live? Do I need a government that bans smoking but encourages legalizing weed for revenue? Do I need a government who's in competition with the mob? Do I need a politician whose only Academy Award speech is the envelope, please? All this one day will be our downfall. One day your grandchildren will spit on your grave, if they are still alive. All their role models will either be junkie dead on the toilet or in rehab of Part 5, with Roseanne Barr singing, "I would like to buy the world some coke." Or Madonna double cross doing the dance of the seven wrinkles. Michael Jackson is dead at 50. Whitney Houston on the autopsy table tonight, about to be dissected at 48. And if you ask somebody what dissection means, well, how does an autopsy work? How do they get the way to brain? Ask them. So in Saudi Arabia, when you cross the toll, the bridge from Bahrain to Saudi, the toll booth, they give you a receipt, and on the receipt in large print is the penalty for drugs is death. And that's what drugs are. Drugs are death. And it's a waste of money. All this one day will be our downfall. And show me your friends, and I'll show you how long you have to live. Father, forgive us. We know not what we do. We need more God and less elitist. We need more supplication and less suffocation. We need to rebuild our country and take control of the gift that was given us in our time by the greatest generation. This mass is over, and go and hug your children. We got 5 minutes left. I'm going to give you a pub with no beer. This is the saddest thing that could befall an Irishman.
By the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. But a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. Puts a smile on his face, quickly touches him a sneer. When the barman says sadly, the pub got no beer. The veranda for his master he waits, but the boss is inside drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover and he cringes in fear. There's no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen to say to Lady be dear. Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Got 3 minutes and 22 seconds left. The next time we meet, I'll have a couple of hours for us. I just want to call your attention to my book, The Spirit of America Party. I have listed in the order of their importance to me, the chapters that I felt were most important. And the first one up, chapter one, is entitled Drugs Suck. In wartime, many brave men died. They wanted to live more than anyone. For them, we have monuments and hallowed grounds and walls. At any given time, there are people who have everything to live for, yet they choose to impose self-inflicted wounds, which eventually lead to death. The morgues are full of junkies who thought weed leads nowhere and they can handle the strain. They also die where they fall. Usually for junkies, it's in the bathroom. And when they tell you that weed doesn't lead to other drugs, it's not a gateway drug, anybody that overdoses began with weed. I have a picture of a toilet full of marijuana, and it's the tomb of the unknown junkie. It says, please do not smoke the perpetual care plant. If you wipe out drugs, you immediately wipe out 80% of all crimes committed in the USA. When I was growing up, there was no drugs, and there were no gates on anybody's windows. No stores had gates or burglar alarms. The only burglar alarm was at the bank. So where is the will to win? A snort face, remember me when you do terrorist drugs. The drug problem in the USA is our greatest problem, but no one will admit it. It's not even on the party platform. It is the dark, deep secret of America, the skeleton hiding in the American closet. Everybody is affected one way or another. As an employer, you're affected. As a parent, you're affected. Stay home and mind your children from ages 7 to 12 because that's your only window of opportunity to save your kids from drugs. If tomorrow America discovered horse manure was a superb high, the drugs would be full of Americans, not to mention the ones chasing down the trotters or hanging around the winning circle. We have become a nation of junkies led by Hollywood and presidents. Every movie and TV event is pushing product. Dope jokes sell products. Rehab has an 85% failure rate. Once a junkie, always a junkie. Save the kids before they do the first one. 7 to 12 years old is your only chance. The rest are dead already. The only way to beat drugs is never to do the first one. The drug czar has failed. The first mistake was the title czar. Anybody in the United States government that has the title czar should be taken out and shot. We all know what happened to the czar. When I was growing up in Washington Heights, now the drug center of New York City, yuppies used to come over to George Washington Bridge to buy their drugs. When I was growing up, there were three known junkies in my world: Edgar Allan Poe, Gene Krupa, and Hermann Göring. My time is up. I am now saying a sayonara until we meet again. I'll leave you with this thought. A drunkenness is beastly, and I can't stand drunks. I hate the mood swings, from laughter to tears to violence to tears to laughter. But I will take a drunk any day to a junkie. Junkies lie, cheat, steal, murder, and recruit new junkies. They are modern-day vampires. As for rehab, we pick up the tab. Let them wander in the desert for 40 years. They destroy love and the will to love. They would sell their mothers who they no longer recognize. Stay soft on drugs and watch your world collapse. I live with drunks and junkies live longer. And the drunkies occasionally sober up, and at least you can hear them coming with the bottles and the cans banging together. So to me, a guy who scores a Belgian Budweiser is safer to live with than a joint passer. The sad thing today is that drunkies are mixing beer and coke. I'm saying sayonara. Say a prayer for your country. It's no longer can you pray for one person. You got to pray for everybody. We're all in trouble. Spirit of American Party. Semper Fi, you guys.